This is Bob Larson with your MarketLine report for Wednesday, August 22nd. Well, bearish factors hit the grain market in Tuesday trading from the floor of the CME in Chicago. Here's Terry Rogatzak.
We've seen a 55¾ cent rally in November beans in just six trading days. General hope that China and the U.S. will advance in their talks to reduce tariffs, and a general talk that the yields might not be as high as the USDA feels help to support that rally. Have we put in a near-term peak? We don't like the action here today. Number one, good rains moving across the Midwest over the weekend and overnight is going to help enhance the yield potential for the soybean crop.
Chicago September wheat prices closed yesterday down 15 at 527 and a quarter. September corn was down 2 1/4 at 359 and a half. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for September ended the day down 5, ranging from 610 to 615. Hard red winter wheat with 11.5% protein. Prices for September were down 12 3/4, ranging from 634 and a half to 644 and a half. DNS wheat with 14% protein. Prices for September were down 5.5, ranging from 673 3/4 to 688 3/4. Live cattle for August were up 20 cents at 108.95. August feeder cattle were down 45 cents at 149.10. And August Class 3 milk was down a penny at 1501.
From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your MarketLine Report.